Andrew Morrison and his wife Gabriella operate a tiny house consulting business out of their hand-built 207-square-foot home near Ashland. Morrison says the lack of building codes specific to tiny houses has hindered the movement because applying standard codes to a super small house often doesn't work.
A footprint of 100 or 150 square feet with 8-foot ceilings and 2 stories tall, it just becomes ridiculous. It just looks completely out of scale and not really a viable place to live.
Code requirements for stairs, sleeping lofts, appliance clearances, and more have also stymied would-be tiny house owners. So last year, Morrison became part of a team that wrote a new building code section.
We basically were looking at creating a building code specific to tiny houses that would allow for adjustments in things like ceiling heights and other things that would impact a tiny house versus a standard house.
The group went to Kansas City, where they successfully lobbied the International Code Council, which adopted their proposal. At a December meeting at the public library in Ashland, Morrison shared the good news with several dozen tiny house fans. He told the crowd that after the vote for approval, a building official approached him and told him how remarkable an accomplishment it was.
To create a code change of this magnitude typically takes 2 to 3 code cycles to actually have it happen. That's 6 to 9 years. We came in, we wrote it in 2 months, handed it in, supported it, and got approval first time around.
The new code is welcome news to Ben and Tara Bristow. The young Jackson County couple sees a tiny house as their best bet to be able to afford their own home for themselves and their 3-year-old son, Nathan. They're working to buy some land where they can put a tiny house.
When we finally are able to purchase property, we now have a means of which to defend our residence on that property in our tiny home.
The fear is before is if we'd build a tiny house, bought property, and put it on it, they'd evict us. So now at least we have something to go on.
Tiny houses have long inhabited a legal gray zone. Many tiny house enthusiasts have tried to get around the code issues by building on trailer frames and calling their homes recreational vehicles. Others have simply built illegally and hoped for the best. Now, as the new code section gets adopted by jurisdictions around the country, people building tiny houses will have a blueprint to follow that passes legal muster. But in Oregon, at least, that state approval could still be several years away. Oregon's residential building code is reviewed and updated every 3 years. The window to submit proposed changes for the 2017 review ended last September. So the new tiny house code section, which was approved by the International Code Council in December, won't be part of Oregon's current code review. That means the next opportunity to adopt it in Oregon won't be until 2020 at the earliest. For Representative Phil Barnhart, that's too long.
Waiting another 4, 5, or 6 years for this kind of an amendment stalls what is a movement that's available right now in Oregon to actually get a lot more people housed.
The Democrat from Springfield says his main interest in tiny houses is as a way to provide shelter for homeless people. But he recognizes the wider interest in the economic and environmental benefits of tiny homes. So he sponsored House Bill 2737, which would do much of what the International Code Council's new tiny house code would do. He thinks the simplest way to get this done is to speed up the process.
If the Building Codes Division is willing to move on this in an expedited way, there wouldn't be any need for a bill. If they're not, then the bill orders them to do it.
Barnhart's bill is currently being reviewed by a legislative work group. The group includes a range of stakeholders, including officials from the Oregon Building Codes Division, who declined to be interviewed for this story. But Andrew Morrison and other tiny house boosters in the work group hope state building officials can be persuaded to get behind the new code and put it into effect as quickly as possible. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.